And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? Stand if you think it's you. That, yes.
Thanks. So I've been debating about whether to ask this, but it's been something I've been wondering about it for the last 20 years, really.
Oh, we're out of time.
So, I've been noticing that the ups and downs of my personal life tend to show up in the way the rest of the world is going as well. For example, the most striking one that I noticed and when I really started to wonder about it was that in 1990, 1991, I decided to pursue my lifelong dream of being a musician instead of working the jobs that I thought I had to work because I would starve if I was a musician. So when I took that leap, and it worked out brilliantly, and it was a wonderful personal breakthrough for me. And right about that time, the Soviet Union broke up and the Berlin Wall came down, and there was this opening in the rest of the world. So then, fast forward to 2001, and things were going very bad for me personally, and 9/11 happens, and it appears to be a really dark time for the world. Then a year ago, I discover Abraham, and Barack Obama is elected president, which for me is like, So I'm just sort of noticing my life kind of goes parallel to whatever else is going on in the rest of the world. And I think, okay, how do
I... Well, in that case, we're all very glad that you're feeling good.
You have me to thank, yeah. So I was thinking, well, am I steering myself into parallel universes where things are going the way that I would like to have them go? Because I can't believe that I personally am responsible for the outcome of the United States election without that there's several hundreds of million people participating with me. So how is it that the world seems to go the way my personal world is going?
Well, there are a number of things that we want to give you, and we don't want you to take it as a no, that you cannot be personally responsible for things going well, because one who's connected to the stream is more powerful than millions who are not. In other words, when you tune in to the vibrational frequency of who you are, when you get into that vortex, when you are in the vortex, your relationship with the energy that creates worlds and your ability to focus it and flow it, that is a real thing. But there are a number of things that can account for what you are talking about, and we're going to explore them, and then we'll talk specifically about what's been going on with you. We said earlier that when you give your attention to something, it's offering